We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening today and all the days. Any minute that you give us, we totally appreciate. This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed.com. Our email address is Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an IE. Those are two separate email addresses. Don't write Sarah or Vinny. write the word Sarah at RadioAlice.com or Vinny at RadioAlice. This is from Mitzi. Good morning to my favorite radio people. This was written yesterday at 3:03 in the afternoon. And at that point, it was 6 a.m. Tuesday morning in Phuket, Thailand, which I always want to say slightly differently. She says, it is 6 a.m. Tuesday morning in Phuket, Thailand, and in 36 hours, my best friend is getting married. She's been listening to you live in secret since she moved to San Jose about 10 years ago, and we even wrote the 97 Reasons We Love Sarah and Vinny a few years back, which I remember. Do you remember that?
No, but I'd love to hear if I'm on there.
Of course you are. I'm sure, you know.
I'm sure you're number one.
I'm sure you're number one through 10.
Please. The show peaks every week on Thursday at 9:15.
Oh, are you doing that this week?
Yeah. So Rudy's coming in. We're going to review that Murder on the Orient Express. He's seeing that tonight. And then we're also going to talk about Three Billboards.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh. That's the one we're all seeing for your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I finally saw a commercial for it last night.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I saw one. Yeah. She looked pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully we'll see you there, Vinny.
You won't see me there, but I did see the commercial, I freaked out because I was like, oh, that's the movie. Everybody. And it went by quick, too. It wasn't.
Yeah, they don't want you to know anything about it, so we're not going to give away too much during the review.
Yeah, right.
We've been listening to the live stream and podcast as much as we can. These are the kids in Thailand. The 15-hour time difference makes it hard, but I know she would love to hear a shout-out for her wedding day. Cheers to Jackie and Steven. Thank you all for doing everything you do. My mornings are not the same without you on my radio, although these amazing oceanfront sunrises help.
I bet.
And that's OFOC and a heart with from Mitzi B. The wedding hashtag is Thai love you.
Oh, cute.
Isn't that adorable? So anyway, happy wedding and all the blessings and love to Jackie and Steven.
And luck.
And thank you for listening.
Gonna need some luck in there too.
Yep. Let's talk to each other.
Do you?
Don't you?
Well, they were lucky to find each other.
You always want a little luck.
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Listen, right.
Can't hurt.
You don't want any bad luck.
Right.
Good luck. All right. Early celebrity trash. Here we go. Vinny, I have a question for you. Is there way too much TV to watch?
Well, my knee-jerk reaction to that was, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like it's on us to get off our fat asses and go find something to do besides consume tube.
Right.
So that's a matter of choice. I like having a lot of options. No, there's not too much TV. Upon further thought,
so
I feel
no.
like, well, you know, there's so many. Look, I don't know why the hell I walked into my house last night after mailing the thing, and the missus is pushing her butt into the fire because she's cold or something, but she's like, I know you don't want to see this, but just hold on. They're about to do the reveal. And it's one of those shows that I don't know how anyone watches them.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're fun.
I just love them.
So look, there's lots of stuff out there.
And there's something for everyone. I agree with you. I also thought to myself at first, there's too much TV. Because sometimes it is hard, especially if you're going to watch with more than, you know, with a group. Like it's, tough. Sometimes it's the funniest part of the night is that we're trying to figure out what movie we're all going to watch.
Reaching consensus.
Oh, my God. It's so aggravating. I'm just like, take me out of this. I don't care. I'll watch anything you guys put on the TV. Like, I'll be one less vote in this. Yeah. I can't take it anymore. Please. I'm going to go walk 5 times around the house, and when I come back, please have picked something. I should give you at least 3 minutes. Come on.
Although there have been times where I'm scrolling through 200 channels or whatever, and there's nothing on. Right.
Seen it, like, seen it, yeah. Seen it, seen it, seen
that's
it,
me.
Seen
it.
Or don't care about it. Seen it, don't care about it. Seen it, don't care about it.
Like, and that's, I'll go cook something.
Yeah, the thing is, there's niche program. Like, your girl loves the HGTV stuff. I'll watch that too. You can put that on. I find it very benign. I enjoy watching it. I think it's neat. Then there's sports, which I'm never going to put on by myself, but if those are on,
it's
fine.
Sports is it, man. The
reality shows. Yeah. Like, there's something for everyone. There's going to be something that you would, you know, the anime, the manga for human. You know, yes. We've all got our little things that we watch.
Just think about it like this, too. So there's also just entire series. Like, if you haven't seen Dexter, you're so lucky.
I know.
If you haven't seen Mad Men.
Right. I haven't seen either of those. I've watched the first couple episodes of both, and I'm like, those are totally options. Breaking Bad, never watched it.
Yeah.
People love that.
There's tons of good TV, too. Like, better than anything that's ever been done.
Hub Entertainment Research asked the same question to about 2,200 people. And half said that there are so many shows to watch, it's hard to know where to start. So they said, yes, there's too much. About 19% said, no, there's not too much content. And then everybody else, I'm not sure, they couldn't decide. I don't know. They wavered back and forth and, you know, couldn't pick a TV show. Last year, new episodes of 455 different shows aired on cable, broadcast, or streaming platforms like Netflix, Hulu, Apple, Amazon Prime, etc. 10 years ago, there were less than half of that, about 192 new shows debuted within the year. And they actually say that by the end of this year, it'll be about 500 different shows will air new episodes. And we may even surpass that. And it's only going to get more and more. Like, everybody now wants to have their own streaming stuff. And like, I was watching last night, John and I got caught up on Star Trek Discovery, which is on yet another pay TV service. Mm-hmm. And
well, that makes it difficult, and hopefully down the line these things will shake out, and the you know, the good ones will rise up, and the ones that are sort of clutter will fall away. But I think there's some great TV out there right now.
Totally agree.
The options are really good.
I just think it's going to really change the way that we. And it already has completely changed. Like, they actually say millennials are less likely to actually commit to cable than at any other time. Because really, if they need news, they've got the internet. If they, you know, lots of shows are on the internet. And then, you know, if it's something proprietary, like a Game of Thrones, you pay for HBO Go.
Or you steal it.
Or you steal it. The kids do seem to know how to do that.
Right.
And so I think in the future, what will happen is you'll have a smart TV that can access any of these apps for all these different things, and you'll pay for or cancel depending on what you're watching.
That's not even the future. That's now.
Right.
That's right now.
And I think that's we're only going to have more and more of those choices. I think
the Samsung TV that we bought 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, has all the apps on it.
Right.
It's actually better now that Xfinity has everything sort of integrated because now I don't have to switch over.
Right. It's a hub.
And I don't find, like, one of the apps does not work great. It's got content. Mm-hmm. There's even shows we've purchased on it.
Mm-hmm.
But this app, for whatever reason, it's
janky.
It doesn't flow like it should. Right. And so it's better when it runs through Xfinity.
Right.
But anyway, I think that's happening. That's now.
Right. I just wonder how we're going to keep it all straight. I guess because things go viral or, you know, get pushed on social media, like, you'll hear about some of these shows. Like, we certainly are responsible for some of that. Like, me and you start watching a show and we're yapping about it. And then people go, oh, let me see where that is. Let me find that. Or let me take the free 30-day trial of whatever app we used to watch the thing. Or, you know, and I'm just using us as an example, but I think that that's how I hear about shows. I'll hear you talking about something that you watched, or I hear a friend, or you see something on social media. And so if you can remember to, it's all about remembering to cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't.
And they make it so difficult to cancel.
Right.
I avoid that. I'm not signing up for something to just, I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, I find
I have
that
too many, my footprints. All I have footprints all over the internet, and I don't want any more than I've got.
Yeah, I actually am continuing to pay for certain services, and I'm like forcing myself to find things to watch on them. Like Hulu, I actually would never get rid of now because there's too many things on there that I like.
Well, then it's useful.
Yeah, but I wish that Netflix, you know, I wish there weren't all these spinoffs, because at one point Netflix was really becoming the place that you went to go and get all of this. They had licensed all these old TV shows and all these movies, and now people are saying, well, I'm taking that back from Netflix because we're doing our own thing over here.
That's what I think. I can't believe Apple and Google and Amazon have taken this long to do it.
I agree.
I mean, Netflix is another one where they're on their way. They're already in business big time, but Apple, I mean, dude, all that cash you have, why not make your own content? What are you waiting for?
Right.
Same with Google. You're sitting on a mountain of money. Be your own. I don't know why they haven't started their own music. Like, change, like, start a label.
Right.
Why wouldn't you? Then you own the content. You can even put on your own concerts.
Right. You hear that, Apple?
Duh.
Yesterday, we heard that Diddy had changed his name to Love or Brother Love.
I saw the video for this morning. It's him talking on a beach. Have you seen the video?
I saw still from the video. I saw that he was in paradise somewhere.
So I just saw the video for a second, stopped. I had to stop it because I can't stand it. And then went to the comments.
Yeah.
And thankfully, the people were ruthless enough that I didn't have to put my opinion in there. But it was great to see that no one is buying this bleep. Nobody.
Also, there's a wrestler named Bruce Pritchard. Are you familiar with this guy?
He sounds like a new.
Well, no, he's
guy.
Old school, and he went by Brother Love, apparently.
Oh, interesting.
And so he was pretty like, dude, that's my name. You can't just change to my name. But listen, you can relax. Diddy says he was just kidding about changing his name to Brother Love.
I remember this guy.
He posted a new video saying, ladies and gentlemen, I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. I was only joking. I didn't change my name. He said,
why would we? He's had seven names.
Right.
Why would anyone think he's joking? I think he floated it out there hoping it would stick and realizes nobody cares anymore, dude. No.
Yeah.
And you're pissing people off. He said he'll still answer to any of his previous names. But if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby.
Okay.
Thanks.
The people were ruthless.
Oh, well, I'm not super surprised.
Just the no talent. Haven't done anything since Biggie, like just endless. I mean, it was really fun reading this morning.
Yeah, okay, Brother Love.
Yet he's worth almost $1 billion.
Right.
Sure, well.
He's got his little fingers and everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody was trying to sell nude pictures of Sia, which I'm not sure where they got them from, stolen from her account or something, but
but they know them by the horse head mask?
I guess. I'm not sure.
Hey, that's her mask! That's
so Sia. She decided to beat him to the punch and posted one of them up on Twitter. It's just her full naked butt.
Oh, how's it look?
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
Yeah. Does Twitter take down nudity?
No.
You're on Twitter. We're not.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us?
I don't follow her.
Well, follow her. What's wrong with you?
I see it.
You see your butt? How do you like it?
It's fine.
So no. Survey says.
No, my butt's probably no better than that.
Yeah, it's hard to judge other people's butts when you got the butt.
We've only seen your butt with the biggest black and blue bruise on it of all time.
I know.
Don't get me started.
It was at least
the size.
My whole butt cheek.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
How's Twitter? Yeah, I see it.
Okay, but I want to show it to them, but I can't.
Oh, here it is, right here.
You got it?
I follow her on Twitter now.
Okay, good.
How's Twitter working out for
it's
you?
Fine.
I haven't looked at it since last week.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not, you know, it's not a great ass. It's not a terrible ass. It's just an ass.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
It's no Kim Kardashian.
Look, she's not a supermodel.
Thank God.
No, she's not. It looks pretty fine.
She's 41.
You don't love Kim Kardashian's ass?
No, her ass is so stupid. No. She was on Jimmy Kimmel last week.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence was the guest host. And she loves the Kardashians. And I guess she was over at their house a couple weeks before that and had dinner. So Kim Kardashian comes out and she's there.
Jennifer Lawrence went to Kim Kardashian's house
and got
for dinner.
Wasted, apparently. At one point, she was like naked in their closet, like, dress me. And Kim was saying she's never seen her mom so drunk either. Like, her mom tied one. They were drinking martinis and they're putting Jennifer Lawrence in all these dresses and stuff. And,
oh, my God.
What?
I know. But it was a hilarious interview. But so Kim Kardashian comes walking out, and she's got the tightest little, like, skirty thing on. And her ass, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. She's had everything on earth injected in there. Sorry, it looks like that. Two giant pillows.
It's so silly looking.
It's beyond cartoon-like. It's like, oh, my God, it's sticking out the... It's just, she's like as wide as a truck. Like, how does she get through normal...
Your
doorways.
Tone sounds jealous.
I'm not jealous. It's
you
just
know,
so
I
weird.
Like her stomach right now is great
oh,
looking.
Oh, yeah. She's you know.
Well, she's not the one carrying her baby.
Oh,
right.
That's true that.
Of course her stomach looks
when
great.
When is that?
I don't know. It should be coming up.
Any minute, right?
Yeah, I think right before Christmas.
Did she carry both the first two or was Saint also a surrogate?
She carried both.
Yeah, she looks good right now.
Yeah.
I mean, her stomach does. And then you get to her ass, and it's just like this shelf up behind her.
Yeah.
It's redonkulous. It's the thighs, too. And then you see pictures of her in bathing suits, and it's like everything's just been injected in this one area, and then her skinny little legs come out the bottom of the pork chops. It's like, oh, my God.
I still can't believe that they do that.
I know.
And I feel like it should... So it's just goo they...
pull out of her stomach and stick into her thighs?
Isn't it
fat cells?
Yeah.
But
how does it...
I don't know.
Formulate? I don't know. Maybe they massage it.
Yeah, they massage it into place.
And sculpt it. I don't know how that works. I did see there's this show called Sex Sent Me to the ER, and I was popping through the channels.
Oh, that's fun. How's that?
Well, this one lady, and I was watching it because she was sitting on the gurney, and all the doctors were around her butt.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, what happened there? So I kept having to watch.
Yeah.
It turns out she had a butt implants, and she was having sex so hard that it burst.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want the butt implants. You want the fat reassignment.
Well, but I was just going to say, I would think that's the only way for it to have the right shape
right.
would be to have the full-on implant.
Otherwise,
although,
it would just migrate wherever it wanted
the
to.
The idea of sitting down and having something between...
right.
You're
at
your skin.
Right. And the chair. I know. I wonder if, you know how they were doing those waist trainers all the time, the Kardashian girls?
They still do them.
I wonder
if
they lace
themselves
into like butt and thigh shapers. You know, like they get these fat implants and then like put on like metal pants that put it where it needs to go.
And Spanxy stuff?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like something that's going to hold it in the right place so it can't sag down or lump out. Or I don't know. If you ever see unretouched photos of them, and the internet has those, it's not attractive. It looks great once it's been airbrushed and put in magazines and stuff, I guess.
And in clothes.
I guess.
I mean,
Spanx
that's...
on it smooths it right out.
Yeah. It's a big part of
it. Yeah. But when they're hanging out by the pool... I don't want to say anything. I'm sporting this back here, so you know, it's really I can't really.
We got
say
no
that
room
much.
To talk.
Right, exactly.
Wait, you're sporting what back here?
What I've got. Anyway, back to Sia.
Big old booty, Sarah.
Sarah. Yeah, it doesn't look great naked. I'll tell you that. Sia was someone was trying to sell nude photos of her, so she put up a picture of her own backside on Twitter and said, save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas. And
that's cute.
That's the name of her new album.
Oh, really?
Every day is Christmas. Yeah. Didn't we hear it? Wasn't that out last week?
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
The album's out or just the title came out?
I thought we heard one of the songs. So maybe the album isn't out and we heard just some new Christmas song from her.
Yeah, I don't remember playing that.
I agree.
But everything's a blur.
That's true.
It really is.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up? Coming up in the news.
I got a ton of stuff, including suspension of frats and sororities at a college. I'll do some fast facts and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:39. It is Get Her Done Tuesday morning. And this part of the program is brought to you by UPSjobs.com. The U2 experience. It's U Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You Tuesday. You got to listen to Jane at 4:05 today.
Oh, Jane.
Yeah, Jane. Alice will fly you to Los Angeles to hear the new U2 album and meet Bono and The Edge. And you could win it by listening to Jane today at 4:05. You and a guest will fly to LA, a one-night hotel stay, an exclusive pre-release party to hear the new U2 album, Songs of Experience. You get to meet the guys, Bono and The Edge, grab a photo, all courtesy of Interscope Records. So today, 4:05, it is You Tuesday. Caller 97 instantly wins this. Not a bunch of qualifying, not a bunch of jumping through hoops, just be the right caller. Songs of Experience, the album is going to be available everywhere on December 1st. Today is You Tuesday, 4:05, be listening to Jane.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com.
Oh.
A new feature.
What's our new neighborhood?
Visit Oakland. Highlighting a new neighborhood each month.
Mm.
For November, check out Piedmont.
Oh, I love Piedmont.
You do?
It's darling.
Darling, you say.
It is. It's a little downtown. It's just adorable.
Well, the reviews are in, everyone.
Go check it out. Check out Piedmont.
Piedmont. Darling. Oh. In quotes. From Power Mom, Sarah Clark, of the Sarah and Vinny Show. Here's what's happening. So, we've been getting some weather. In fact, I guess we've got some rain coming for middle week this week, and storms are kind of starting to stack up, as I see in my little report here. It looks like... sorry, switching pages to the wrong page. Darn it.
Your organizational capabilities are astounding.
Thank you so much. They say there'll be another storm hitting the Sierra this week. It'll be windy, unfortunately, but snow showers are going to hit Thursday through Friday with the heaviest snowfall Thursday morning. Mm. So we've got snow coming, everyone. So I thought I would mention when the resorts open. It looks like Boreal is going to open tomorrow.
Oh.
North Star, a bunch of them, North Star, Heavenly, and Squaw, all expected to open on November 17th.
Oh. All right.
Right around the corner.
They should Kirkwood. Get a little more snow between then and now.
Yeah, it's going November 22nd. So there's the sort of snow info for you. You know, our boy Johnny Mosley, who hasn't been around yet to promote his Warren Miller film.
Yeah, he's he'll be on Friday.
Oh, this week?
Yes, this week. This Friday. And I think 8 o'clock. But he's coming from Tahoe, I believe. He's driving back Thursday day. Okay. So we'll have to ask him about the snow.
The new Warren Miller film is called Line of Descent, and Johnny Mosley will be in this Friday to promote that.
Right. He's been the voice of that for the last few years, does the narration.
It's like the sweetest gig of all time. If you grew up going to the Warren Miller films, they kick off the ski season every year, and they're fun. They're just like going to a surf film, which I know not everybody's been to, but the crowd is into it. Mm-hmm. They're rowdy. They're looking for the best possible footage to get them all amped for the season. But Warren Miller's voice has become, well, it's like any voice, maybe even ours, where someone's listened to it so many times for so many years. And it
becomes
just
the thing.
It's part of the experience. Right. And now Johnny's taken over as that voice. That's pretty great. Like, he's old man winter now.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
even though he's young and handsome, he's
become Old Man Winter.
Right.
Old Man Winter had to start somewhere.
Man. Right.
Wasn't always old.
Don't forget, if you are here in the city, Dreamforce continues. That's the Salesforce event.
Right.
It's called Dreamforce.
What did your girl do yesterday? Like, what was her? What was on the agenda?
She came in. That part of it was the big adventure, getting in. So she took a train, then BART, then
trains, planes, automobiles,
then taxi, and then walked,
then one of those bike guys,
and then on
a rickshaw. She rode a pony for part
and
of
then,
it.
And then, I believe,
dog sled.
At one point on the way home, she said, "Bleep it," and jumped in an Uber and had them just drive her home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how she may just go Uber all the way in today.
Right?
Who knows? But there are 170,000 guests expected over the course of the next
couple.
It is. Yeah. It's a lot that will be crowding the streets of San Francisco this week. So,
avoid the area like the plague.
When you're in your car going, "What the?"
That's what.
It's the Dreamforce event. And there's a lot of celebrities in town, too, by the way, from
Lenny Kravitz,
Michelle Obama,
yeah,
to
Alicia
Lenny
Keys.
Kravitz, Ashton Kutcher. There's all kinds of speakers and events and things. And from a big tech event to the other side of it, I started to mention this story that I saw yesterday about how the tech economy here in San Francisco and Silicon Valley has another side to it, which is many normal people have been priced right out of being able to afford rent.
Right.
And we are seeing homeless camps, homeless tents, homeless people everywhere. Just yesterday, I was trying to find my way through the tech crowd of Dreamforce over to Sports Basement on Bryant, and I screwed up. And because, you know, there's lefts and one ways. And I found myself going down an alley and I found the new camp. They've built it up. It's fully built. It's crazy I guess they don't have anything else to do. So they just fully build their own camp.
They make it amazing.
And this alley is just, and what I was surprised by is how young, this isn't old drunk people. Mm-hmm. These are young people. They may be drug addicts. I don't know. I didn't stop. I drove by. But they were all young people living on this one street right here in San Francisco. And the story that I'm reading right now is this is now spreading south. So it's not just here in San Francisco. People are using RVs and parked in Mountain View, Redwood City, many of the places where you don't sort of associate homeless camps.
Right.
They're everywhere now. But they're talking about how this, one of the stories is about how this lady's camper is parked across the street from an apartment complex where it costs $3,840 to pay rent a month.
And that's not doable for most people.
That's more than she brings home even in a good month. And so her and her adult sons, according to this story, they rent an RV. That's what they're doing right now to get by. We still need to eat, so
it's
we have to do.
The start of the stacks.
So, well, what? That's where one of the. And so the story goes on, and it says it's all part of a growing crisis along the West Coast, where many cities and counties have seen a surge in the number of people living on the streets over the past 2 years. The number of homeless in California, Oregon, and Washington is 168,000 homeless people, 20,000 more than were counted 2 years ago. And they say, what has fueled this? Well, underbuilding, except that in California, where are you going to build?
Right.
And you have to have the infrastructure.
In the city, there's no place to build.
If you push farther out, you still have to have the water and the infrastructure in order to support the people and the jobs. So I don't know. At some point, I guess they're going to have to start looking at other states and saying, we need you to help us by... There's got to be some kind of a way to get people work in a city that can support it.
It's one of the hardest problems. It's it's horrifying. And sometimes it's not even that, you know, there's people who are legitimately, you know, they can't find a place to rent and they can't, so they're living on the streets. But there's other people with serious mental health problems, people with drug addiction. You know, those are not necessarily people that Nevada's going to go, yes, move them to our new facility here. But it's
gnarly.
It's a crisis.
I just thought I'd mention it again because we go from the Dreamforce story where tech world is
168,000 of those and 168,000 homeless.
Firing on all cylinders and huge. And look, Salesforce is one of the companies we talk about who've done tons of charitable stuff.
Yeah. They have charity days, you were saying.
Yeah. So it's not like they don't care or aren't trying, but it is pricing people out of the Bay Area for sure.
And don't forget, Salesforce is the only company in the world that pays men and women the same. The only one.
There's probably other companies.
Well,
in
then
the
if you're saying that they would declare it and they don't declare it.
Well, they should.
But
I'm saying maybe they're the only tech company.
No, they're the only company, period. It's weird that you're fighting with
You don't
me
feel
on
like
this.
McDonald's pays the same minimum wage?
Absolutely not. With their managers?
Yeah,
no.
I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking about.
Maybe you're right. You probably are. You always are.
You guys should wrestle.
Yeah.
Or not. You win. I yield, Uncle.
What do you say? We oil you two up, put you in the.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The green room,
the lounge.
I'm down.
I'm not. I'm totally not down.
And we can throw the candy at them.
Oh, yeah. What is the candy dump all about, Sarah Clark?
I cannot have that in my house any longer.
She dumped.
I know. She just dumps it on the table. Well, I'll throw it up.
I'll throw it away. What do you mean you had to clean it up?
I had to put it in baskets. You can't just throw stuff out there like that.
I figured it'd be gone. Like Brian would come by and, you know, other people from the building.
No one wants
Brian. Dude, that's a ton of candy.
Yeah. Eat it up, everybody. If you want some candy, it's down here at the lounge.
I think I should give you a chore to do today, Sarah, and that is to drop off this candy to a dentist's office on Terravel in San Francisco to drop off site for Soldiers Angels Treats.
I'll do it.
Treats for the troops.
I'll do it.
Today is the last day that they are accepting.
All right.
The candy.
I'll put it back in the
trash bag. Print
this
out
for
you so you can take that
stuff.
Boy, she came up with a punishment for you. How do you like that?
Well, no, I did a bad thing.
I had heard a story the other day, and so I was like, oh, I saw that candy. I said, maybe we could send it.
I just thought you guys would want to eat it.
No.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because that's what we need.
I've eaten my share.
No thanks.
I am already fully candy coated. Yeah, I'll do that.
Cool.
So we have a college.
Unless it's anywhere near Dreamforce. And then I'm
no, it's in the sunset.
The opposite.
All right, I'll do
Terrible
it.
You got to go to the other side of the city, though.
No, I'll do it. I just don't want to. I'm not going
to. You don't
battle.
Have to rush
I'm
home.
I'm not battling that stuff.
You don't have to rush home and work on your backyard.
You know what? I would love to not rush home and work on my backyard. My fingers sore. Back to you, Vinny.
If we need to skip the secret show so you can do that.
No, we're doing the secret show.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
one.
Great. Okay. So we have a college student now.
We do.
He goes to Berkeley.
Mm-hmm.
He got in. No problem.
I'm so excited.
What? Thought he wouldn't.
Yep.
I'm extremely surprised by the fraternity sorority mentality, but I do know that many people will sing praises,
sure,
that it's a way to group up and they are your family while you're there in school, whatever.
And then there's other chapters at other colleges. And so later in life when you're on LinkedIn, they're like, oh, you're a Lambda 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 too?
You're hired.
Right.
A 20-year-old student named Andrew. This is the other side of that.
Yep.
And a 20-year-old student named Andrew Coffey was pledging a frat in Florida at Florida State University and died on Friday night at one of their events. How do you think that happened, Sarah?
He was hazed or drank himself to death.
Drank too much. It looks like drinking was the cause of death. They haven't put it out there specifically yet, but duh, that seems to be the way.
Right. How awful. My heart aches for his
Your
family.
Life is just literally, your adult life is literally just starting. You're just starting college.
Mm-hmm.
The school took serious action yesterday, and every single frat and sorority on campus was suspended indefinitely. The president of the university said for this suspension to end, there will need to be a new normal for Greek life at the university. There must be a new culture, and our students must be full participants in creating it. The getting ripped out of your skull is no longer an acceptable way to get yourself into one of their sororities or frats. The police are investigating Andrew's death, but they say looks like alcohol was a factor.
Ha! Huh.
Doi.
Imagine that. Well, horrible, horrible things have happened to pledges over the years, and it's, you know...
Well, it shouldn't be.
How many times can it happen before colleges say that's not that?
All in the name of a party.
Right.
You know? I mean, if you want to make someone tightrope, really high tightrope across two buildings, you know, 60 feet up, and they fall, I guess that's not acceptable either, is it?
No.
All right. Well, then why don't you just say, welcome?
Yeah.
Try that.
Well, you want to pledge us? All right. Got to keep your grade point average above a certain level.
Again, I don't have that
no
mentality,
barfing in bushes
frat mentality. Mm-hmm. I would be like, I got a what to get in?
Yeah.
No thanks. Our text number is 800-400.
Oh my God, Hooman.
Oh,
wow, Hooman. That was impressive. Oh, and he's leaving.
One button and he's done. One and done. Way to go, Hooman.
510 says, me and my friend sent our card in. Thank you guys for making this story well known. Mm.
I hope that kid is overwhelmed by all the love.
Y'all post the info for us. I'd love to do something with my third graders. Yeah, it's on our Facebook page, right?
Sarah and Vinny.
This is little Jacob, who's very ill, and his parents are asking that people send Christmas cards.
And you actually put the address on your
Instagram,
Vin Hassan.
We made cards last night around the dinner table after we ate, and it was super fun, and we put on Christmas carols, and it took... you know, whatever, an hour. Turns out, draw. It's much easier than cutting out the shapes and then gluing them down. I got started, I realized, boy, I forgot about this. This is hard work. It's a thing with these janky ass scissors.
You did a good job, Benny.
Oh, and by the way, if you're trying to cut out hearts, Sarah, tell people how to do that. Who knew?
You just fold the paper over anything, even the Christmas tree. You just cut things out. Anything that is symmetrical on both sides.
Oh, you're nodding. Yes,
even
you hear that
even
too.
Your,
yeah, I think
even
we
your
that
guy with the big
school
arms. Yeah, that's how you make snowflakes. Like that's how you make everything. You cut on the fold, and then you open it up, and it's a perfectly symmetrical heart.
Ta-da.
Well,
or Christmas tree, or dude with long arms.
It's a big hug. It's a dude hugging.
Right. You could have cut that out once.
Well, anyway.
Paper dolls.
Big
anybody?
Surprise. I did something the hard way. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Paris Hilton. She's jumping into the sexual harassment fray. There's actually quite a few little things today on the sexual harassment. But I also have a question for you, Vinny. That I'll be interested to hear your answer
All
to.
All right.
And more after this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.